after I get out, what are we going to do there all day? So this fellow says, we're getting hungry, you know, after breakfast, it's getting close to noontime, and who knows when the heck you're going to, what you're going to get or when or anything. We take a walk, we go, we get to a farmhouse, we get some eggs, but we bought them. The Germans wouldn't buy them. They take what they want, but we bought them. And I had some franks in my pocket, so I gave me 6 eggs. I put them in my field jacket, 3 in here, 3 in the pocket. I go along, go to another farmhouse, and I want some eggs. So she could understand what I wanted, and she went out to get the eggs, and I go to sit down. I forget it. I made a mistake. I should have stood up. I crushed the 6 eggs in my pockets. What a mess I had. All right. Then I got the other 6 eggs, you know. I cleaned up as best as I could. I got some dirt. I cleaned up my pockets, you know. Gave me the 6 eggs. Then I says, if she had a rabbit, we could buy a rabbit. So it cost me, I think it was 10 francs. It was 2 cents a franc. It's 20 cents. And I got a rabbit. And it was a nice, big, fat one. We get back to camp, he says, what the hell are you going to kill this and cook it? So this one kid from down south, I don't remember his name. He says, I'll show you how we do it. Takes the rabbit by the hind legs on the tree. Wham! Hits the head right on the tree. Holds the hind legs, puts the rabbit on the ground, puts his foot around the neck and pulls his head right off. Then takes a knife and guts it. And I cleaned it out. So we got a couple of branches from the tree and 2 forks, put another branch in here, cleaned it off, put it right here, and dug a little pit like, mm-hmm. and started a fire. And I got some salt from a guy, and we poured it all inside of the rabbit to clean it out, and didn't have any water. Poured all the salt, was scraping it with knives, you know, to clean it out. And everybody's their mouth was gonna get full of saliva, you know, we're gonna eat, have something to eat, you know. We turned that thing and turning it and turning it, and it should be done by now. We have to break our piece off to go to eat. You ever eat shoe leather? Well, this was like shoe leather. You started chewing, you figure, look, it's better than nothing. You spit it out, you couldn't eat it. But we did get chow after, maybe a couple hours after that. So we took a walk, we took a walk in the woods, and lo and behold, what do we see? A small hut in the woods. It's just like it appears out of nowhere. Like there's nothing in the desert, and all of a sudden something appears. So the 3 of us walk over, get a hunk of from a tree, a limb, and whack it, there's a lock. Couple of whacks, broke it right open. Open up the door, what do we see? There's a table, couple of chairs, there's a stove, and we said, gee, this must be a hunter's shack, which it was. And then all of a sudden we see a wooden ladder in the corner, and there's a trap door up in the top. We go climb up there and open it up. What is it? They have bags of pine cones. Now all of a sudden we look under the table, we see something. So when we push the table, open it, surprise, bottles and bottles of wine, red wine. So we each grabbed some, we started to drink some, then we took whatever we could carry, and we took it back to the place with us.